We are now pleased to be joined on the phone line by Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Wasn't sure if we had you there, Galen, but we do. What are your immediate thoughts after a result like that? You guys walk off the bench. You got to walk across the ice. You get to the dressing room. What are you thinking there in the room after a result like this?
Well, we're pretty pumped, obviously. You know, a hard-fought game. And, you know, from our goalie out, everyone played, you know, extremely well to a man. And you know, the first two periods especially, I thought, you know, we're two of our best all year. And, you know, it's obviously been a bit of a tough stretch. So, you know, to have the guys believe and play that way was outstanding.
Tell me about what you see, what you saw, what the guys saw, what the energy was like when Kelton Pine is making save after save after save. How do you describe what you saw tonight from the Giants netminder?
It was just incredible performance. And, you know, you could see it in his eyes throughout the game. He was just completely dialed in and he was, you know, putting the team on his back to get us the 2 points. And, you know, it was awesome to see. And we're so happy for him and the team. And yeah, it was, you know, he's a funny character. And so when a guy like that, you know, plays his heart out, everyone's just, you know, just all over it. Everyone's just enlightened up.
As you said, first two periods weren't just good. They were great. Tell me a little bit about the areas that really made it effective for you guys tonight to take a 2-0 lead.
I thought we were pretty connected, you know, just from our, you know, all zones, really. I think, you know, starting with our breakouts, you know, connected in the neutral zone, supporting each other. And then our forecheck, you know, made a big difference tonight as well. The way we pressured the puck, you know, was definitely effective against them. And, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's like that second level compete and effort that the guys put in that was really the difference.
What are your thoughts on Tyus Sparks recently? I did ask head coach Parker Burgess about him pregame, but that was not all. We weren't on a radio for that. It was on the alternate stream. So for folks who may be tuning in now, I mean, this young man, Tyus Sparks, draft eligible season, his 10th goal of the season already tonight, nearly a point per game. He's got 4 goals in his last 3 games. What can you tell the folks about Tyus Sparks when he's really on his game?
Well, he's just so engaged when he's on his game, and his speed and you know, his size, his ability to use his size and speed, and obviously his heavy shot. Like, you know, when he's on his game and he's got that second level compete, like I mentioned, like, it's just next level. And, you know, for a guy like him doing so well in his draft year, like, he's going to be opening some eyes, that's for sure.
Was there anything, I mean, I guess the fact that it's just been a tough go, like, how does a win like this, rallying around your goalie, like, how can this be the start of something? How do you take this and make it into more than just a one and done? What could this potentially be the start of moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, like you mentioned, it has been a tough stretch. And, you know, after the Wenatchee game, we had a day of practice, and when we got to Penticton, and so we had a kind of a day of practice, and we had a lot of meetings. You know, we had meetings with the leadership group. We had meetings with the first year players, and then the team had their own meeting where they voiced a lot of things. And I think, you know, those types of things really get the team together. They get them outside their comfort zone, speaking up, whether it's a vet or a first year player. And you know, we all have to get ourselves out of this, from the coaches to the players, you know, everyone. And we have to do it. We have to all do our part and get ourselves out of this. And, you know, it has been a bit of a storm, but we're breaking through.
Yes, I know you're, you know, the D coach, and that's mostly your thing. But I do want to ask about forward Luca Pura, because we saw the lines kind of get jumbled, and Pura seemed to respond to an opportunity tonight. And he's a young player. He had a primary assist on that 2-0 goal. What do you think the ceiling, the potential can be for this young man, for Luca Pura? And did he stand out to you like he did for me?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was something that we've thought about, of, you know, juggling the lines a little bit. And, you know, when you do that, you give guys like Pura, you know, Morelli, just different looks with different players. And Pura is, you know, he's grown so much since the start of the year. And, you know, when he plays with guys like Sparks and Tittle back, you know, he can get on the forecheck, he can hunt pucks, and those guys are smart, so they're reading plays. And then, you know, when they're shooters too, right? And they like to take the puck in the middle and try to get shot on net. So like he's at the net, he's doing all those little gritty things, and he was rewarded tonight. And it was just great to see, you know, he's come a long way since the start of the year.
And then lastly, then I'll let you go, Galen. Do you want to ask about the defense? Obviously, you get Ryan Lynn back tonight, but who stood out, him or others, or maybe the group entirely? We did talk tonight over the course of the broadcast about, you know, let's not forget about all the work Merrick Howell does on that pairing, and I think it's something you've talked about as well. But from your group of defensemen tonight, what did you see? What were you most pleased with tonight?
I think, you know, all of them for sure. Like, you know, I can't just single one guy out here. Obviously, Howie, you know, he eats a lot of minutes with Linder, and, you know, he played a very simple game. You know, we talked before, and just do simple better, you know, do the simple things better. And he really did that tonight. So that was awesome. Like, great supporting for, and obviously having Linder back, like, just he's the guy back there to lead the charge. And, you know, Lane, I thought, really stepped up tonight. He had a really good defensive performance, I thought, tonight. And the first-year guys, too, Lance and Regal, you know, they had a decent amount of minutes tonight, both of them, and they played well. They handled Penticton, you know, a bit of an older team very well with a lot of speed. So just completely proud of the group.
Thanks so much for the time, Galen, and we'll see you tomorrow back at LEC. Giants taking on Everett. We appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Okay, thanks, Nate.